This is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Nat's Landing, and by the AC Guys. Now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week, Wednesday night, 7:30 for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Nat's Landing. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
Thank you, everybody, for ordering food.
I think so.
To eat.
So it's like I hear the entire crowd in Homer Simpson's voice. Can't talk, eating.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah, you gotta have some fuel.
Yep.
So we'll take a quick review of last week's game. Took a little trip up to Savannah, take on the Calvary Day Cavaliers. 47-14, bad guys win. But you know, going back and looking at it, it really wasn't as bad as the score said it was, all things considered.
I mean, you know, go back and look at it, I just felt, you know, they had us outnumbered, outsized, out physical. They were a good football team, but you know, in the first half we don't make a couple plays, we got a couple penalties against us, you know, turn the ball over one time, and it could have been a little bit closer. I thought, you know, probably 21-14, somewhere in there, 28-14 at the half. A little bit different football game. I thought offensively we moved the ball at times in big chunks up and down the field and just didn't really punch it in. You know, a penalty here and there would put us behind the chains, and you know, we can't capitalize behind the chains. We had a whole new quarterback in. I thought Bryce did a good job settling down and running the offense. So
yeah, let's talk about Ice for a second. Ice Riley, as he's recently been named. You know, he gets thrust into the quarterback position, and you know, going up against just an absolute Goliath of a team, number four ranked in state. I cannot believe the amount of, well, I can believe, but the amount of just consistency and poise that he showed in the backfield is something to be said.
Yeah, you know, I thought he did a great job. He stood in there. You know, I said he's either really gutsy or he's crazy, one of the two, or he may be both.
I want to bet on a little bit of both.
Yeah, but I thought he did a good job. He stood in the pocket, he threw the ball, and there were bullets flying everywhere. He ran the offense really well. You know, we had a few mess-ups, but not much. You know, offense considering, he gives us a little bit different dynamic. You know, I thought everybody was like, oh, so y'all went to your Wildcat package, right? And I was like, no, we didn't even go in the – our Wildcat package at all in that game, and I thought Bryce did a good job. I mean, he gave us a chance down the field. He completed 7 out of 10 passes, and he ran the ball for probably about another 60 or 70 yards. And
yeah, so it wasn't really a Wildcat kind of package, but the fact that he's, you know, a wide receiver when he's, you know, when everything is good, he's got the speed to him, and those couple of quarterback draw plays that y'all called up, he showed the speed that was needed.
Yeah, he can run. You know, he can get outside the pocket. He can run up inside. He's got some vision. He finds the crease. He's going to hit it downhill. So, you know, it's one of those things we're going to try to maximize here in the next day or so going into this game. He's going to carry the ball a little bit more, and I think he can handle it. You know, we'll just add a little bit more onto the plate as we go. We don't want to overwhelm him, but I think the offense did a pretty good job Friday night. You know, all things considered, I think we had nearly 250 yards total offense, and take away a couple big plays. You know, we had a 35-yard run that was negated because of holding another 15, you know, where Jordan would have had almost 150 yards rushing and probably about 50 yards receiving. So, another good night. We have to continue to get better, and I think the kids will.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Talking about Jordan Triplett, you know, there was a couple of big runs that he had, called back on penalty, and there was a couple of plays that you just see him just barely get shoestring tackled, just a little bit. There was one where he leapt over the first tackler and just barely was unable to keep his balance. He really was on the edge of another record-breaking night if a couple of things had gone his way.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, you look at it, and we saw the same thing on film. We're like, man, we were a shoestring away from, you know, being gone. So I gave him some advice. Tuck your shoestrings in. And
those are nice shoes.
Yeah, and they're nice shoes. Just tuck your shoestrings in and keep them tied up really tight this week. So, you know, I thought we had some chances. And like I said, I thought offensively wasn't bad. Defensively, they made us better. They found some spots where we're inexperienced, and they attacked it. And honestly, they used our coaching against us in a sense that we do things technique-wise, and they saw a couple things where we're so technique where we're going to squeeze that they actually looked like they were pulling the tight end, but he went and looped back around and threw it back to him after we squeezed down and was playing the run. We thought he was pulling on the run, and then he stepped back out on the delay. So, you know, we went over a few of those things, and that's the thing we're talking about the kids. We got to squeeze it down. We have to take it on, and then they did those things. It was two third down and long plays, too, that they completed those passes on. And if you take those two things away, you know, might be a little different. But you can go and look at it and look at it any way you want to. But I thought our kids got better for it. We're not going to go face anybody that big. We're not going to face anybody that physical. We're not going to face anybody that fast. We're not going to go in anybody's facility that's got AstroTurf with a Jumbotron and all that stuff. We're not facing any of that. The fear factor's over with. So now we just got to go in and play, and we're going to be like, oh, man, this is like ordinary. And it's like, these kids look like us. You know, like last week, you go in and you're like, oh, God, they got some men. And so the fear factor's over. So, you know, we just got to go out and play now. We got to stay healthy, you know, and play hard. We got to be able to survive going in that fourth quarter. We're limited with numbers. But, you know, I think kids – they're doing the best they can to get ready and to compete, and they're going to give us everything they got.
Now, the offensive line against Valwood really was giving Thomas Beal a tremendous amount of time to complete passes, you know, check his reads, do his checkdowns. Didn't have that luxury against Calvary Day, but you said before you don't get better by playing lesser teams; you get better by playing better teams.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be one that the offensive line is going to be able to use to learn some things.
Well, yeah. I mean, Hamp's not going to face another number 56. It's 315 pounds.
Thank goodness.
Poor Hamp could have put a saddle on that guy and still couldn't slow him down, you know. But, that you know, they were big. They were physical. They were a really good football team. And, you know, we're going to get better. We're not going to face a lot of guys that are that technique sound and that big and physical up front. So, for us – you know, I thought even this week in practice, the offensive line, we're doing a lot of pulling and doing a lot of things. They look really crisp this week. So trying to get everything ready. And I think hopefully Friday night we're going to see a lot of slanting and blitzing from pit areas. So they're going to have their A game on, and we're going to have to play really good up front. And we're going to have to play good on defense and not give up big plays. If we don't give up the big play, we give ourselves a chance to win the game. And don't turn the ball over. Get some turnovers and play good special.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Federico Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, beautiful Redfern Village. This segment brought to you by Nat's Landing and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And we use this as our opportunity to go into, again, the injury report, if you will. Thomas Beal looking at minimum of 3 weeks, maybe a little more before we see him back on the field.
Probably going to be after our dead period, our dead week there, our open week. So, you know, he'll probably be back maybe Memorial, unless we hold him out and try to get him fully recovered even through Memorial. So, He's the only one we're nicked up a little bit. We're banged up. Our feelings are a little hurt. We're a little bruised. But other than that, we're okay.
I know that that the Puma, Ashton Frank, will have a hip stinger in the game Friday night. Everything all right with that?
I think so. I try to get him to stretch and stuff like that, and he just looks at me like he ain't gonna do it. So I told him I'd stretch him out and get him ready. Yeah, and out, and he keeps saying Adam, telling him not to, but I think he's ready. I really believe that the Poom, he'll be ready to go. He's fine. He was ready. He was practicing a little bit. He's a little tender, but he's all right.
So let's talk about how the defensive line did on Friday night, Ben. And, you know, there's a couple, like you said, they had a couple of plays where they were able to do a shift, get the tight end out into the flats, and that hurt a couple of times. But when it comes right down to it, when you're looking at the size of that team and that size of that offensive line, you got to be proud of these defensive linemen for the Knights.
Yeah, I mean, they had a really good offensive line. I thought our interior five did a pretty good job. I think once we got tired, we started missing some keys and not reading a little bit. And so mentally, that's what I talked to him about today was, you know, even though you're tired, you still got to read your keys and get to the ball. We got to do that because can't get tired and run up in there and get caught up in the wash. And so, you know, one of the biggest things that we learned from it was you got to stay low and you got to play with leverage, because if somebody's bigger than you and they can get leverage on you, they can displace you. So, you know, we got to stay low and use our hands, get off blocks, get down the line. You know, watched a lot of film. They even went back and showed them a little bit of the guys last year, you know, what they did. Our guys, they did a good job. Our D-line last year was really talented. They played well. They got down the line, and then they got off blocks. And so trying to use it as a teaching tool for our guys.
Blake Holloway in the backfield also had a pretty good night on offensive lineup. We said during the pregame that he was going to be one of the key players on offense if we were going to make anything happen.
Yeah, he's been rolled in more and more. We've moved him around. He's got to touch the ball. He got, I think, what, three catches the other night, and he played well. You know, he's learning it in a different spot, in a new place, so it takes a little bit of time, and I think he's going to be fine. He just got to get up in there and go. And he's going to get toed the rock a little bit this week, and so he's got to put his nose down and run up in there and make some plays. I keep getting on to him about his stride. He's got this beautiful long stride when he wants to run, but most of the time he like shuttles around. So I'm like, quit shuttling and run. Come on. So I stay on him about that, but I think he'll be fine. He's getting better and better every week.
Speaking of getting better and better every week, I heard you say a little something to Hamp Thompson on the sideline after the game on Friday. We're going to be seeing a lot more number 56 in weeks to come.
I think so. You know, he plays really well up front. He uses his speed. He's got good hands. You know, he's learning the offensive line. I mean, there he is weighing 160 pounds, and he was going against a guy that was 315 pounds. So, you know, that guy was twice his size. But and early on, we were moving him out of the way. You know, we did a good job of creating creases and knowing what we needed to do, and our guys did a good job. So, for him, it's, you know, if we play 120 plays, Ham's going to be playing probably 115 of them. So, he's got to stay healthy, and he's got to stay in shape. He's got to be ready to go, and got to stay hydrated. It's going to be a huge thing for us.
Yeah, I was going to say hydration is very important.
Yep.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. But good, no, that's just a little stinger there. Still got more to go. Let's talk about the special teams real quick. The kickers, Sean Mooney and Danny McHugh. Their performance of Friday night, especially that bobbled snap on the punt, that were able to salvage that, turn it from disastrous into just not optimal.
Yeah. You know, I thought we've done a pretty good job. We talked about that a little bit. You know, that's another thing when you can't get a guy a break. You know, you get tired, and so snaps go awry. But I thought our guys the last 2 weeks have been able to handle that and get it kicked out of there. And I thought we did a pretty good job kicking the ball. We covered it down pretty well. You know, I thought punt wise, fine. Kickoff coverage was good. And, you know, we were 2 for 2 on our PATs. So, you know, I think that special teams is one of those things that we've got to generate some points this week, maybe with a return or a block. You know, we've got to get the other side going, and if we can generate some points, a great field position with some special teams, that'd be ideal.
Is it time to bring back the wedge?
we got the wedge in, trying to get everybody up in there and run in there. And so maybe this week we can hit one early on. I thought, you know, we had some creases running the ball. Probably one of the smartest plays we had all night was when we fair caught the muff kick on the kickoff that went sky high. So, you know, we did a good job right there. Fair catching it, not getting killed. We had Sam and Hemp both were waving their hands up in there. Both of them, I think, had both hands up there like, please, dear Lord, don't let him kill me. And so they caught the ball, and that was a smart play. But we learned some lessons. But if we can steal some field position and maybe a possession on special teams, that'd be great this week.
How was the spirit on the ride back, and how's the spirit been so far this week in practice?
Odd. On the ride back, it wasn't nothing but the coaches and maybe our film guy and one player. Everybody else went home with their parents, so you'd have to ask them how the spirit was. We were all like, I hope everybody's healthy. What did we do wrong? How bad were we? And then, we kind of, as coaches, we were all just talking about we're a shoestring tackle away, we're one block, we're one holding penalty, we're one thing here and there from putting up some points on this team, and really making them mad is what we would have done. But, I thought we did a pretty good job, and I thought, the coaches, they've done a good job trying to get our kids in the right spots, and we're trying to shuffle them around as much as we can.
So we'll have plenty more to talk about the upcoming game against Tift Area Academy up against the Panthers coming up this Friday night underneath the Oaks on the Frederick Academy campus. I think we can pretty much put Cavalry Day in our rearview mirror for now.
Oh, yeah, Cavalry, we won't be seeing them again.
Thank goodness on that one. Well, we'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your proud home for the Frederica Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nats Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nats Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons. Try our online ordering and let's go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Duke. We're here on location at Lats Landing, St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Golden Isles Pharmacy. So, back under the Oaks this Friday night, friendly confines, Frederick Academy campus, taking on the Tift Area Academy Panthers. Now, whenever I hear Tift Area, I always have the one story I have to tell. I think it was my third or fourth year broadcasting Frederica games. And by that point, I'd had plenty of high school kids and middle school kids making faces of me in the broadcast booth trying to shake me off my game. But never did I have a grown dang woman making faces at me through the broadcast booth until Tift Area Academy.
Well, they got that wonderful Panther sound on third down. Oh my God Almighty! Can we just only get first and second downs? Don't get the third down anymore if I ever go over there. And that sound, that thing, drive me crazy. Third down! I was like, jeez, man. But they have a good tradition. They got some, like you said, fanatical fans. They have a great coaching staff. Coach Soliday does a really good job. He's a great football coach, good guy. He and I talk every summer about what we got coming back and what ideas. And I guess he's retired, but he's still in it. And he's got a lot of wisdom. He probably got 35 years in. And he's a good guy to always talk to. And he and I have a great relationship. And they're going to come over here and they're going to do what they do. And we're going to have to just handle it. If we can, be great. But he's going to have some wrinkles, and we have to be prepared for everything because he's always got a wrinkle here and there. And so we got to keep my eyes out open for some funky formation that he'll throw at us, I'm sure, on Friday night.
They must have had some good wrinkles this past Friday night. They were winless going up against the equally winless Bullock Academy Gators. I just like saying that again, the winless Bullock Academy Gators. Still winless Bullock Academy Gators.
Yeah.
Because they yeah, no love lost in this ring, you know, that one.
Right.
Yeah, Tip Derry able to defeat Bullock Academy on that one. Have you had a chance to check out the film from that matchup?
Oh, yeah. I thought Tip got a much better from week one to week two going into that. First game, they didn't play as well, made some mistakes, and then went into the Bullock game and played really well. They corrected a lot of their mistakes and just played extremely well. They had they knew what they needed to do, and they went in there and did it, and they executed really well. They're a team that, again, they're not going to change a whole lot, but they've got a really good system on offense. Their defense is going to be a 3-3-5, or they're going to slide over and play a 3-4. It just depends on if you hit them down the field with some passes, they're going to get some people out of the box. We were able to hit them down the field last year in the Final Four game and get them out of the box a little bit. So we're just going to have to go in and try to stretch the field some, and hopefully we can hit them on a couple big plays here and there. And, you know, they're going to be good. They're going to be well-disciplined. They're going to play hard. So, you know, that's why he likes playing us. He talks about how hard we play. Our kids play hard and are well-coached. So it's a mutual thing between he and I. We enjoy playing one another because we know it's going to make us better down the road.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Offensively, the Tift area has always been kind of a balanced offense. I mean, when you think about the big-time runners out there, you have Tennessee, you think about the Pinewood, you think about the passing attack, you think about Tift area or about Trinity. But they seem to have a pretty balanced pro-style kind of offense.
Yeah, they're going to rely on their quarterback. He's extremely good. He runs the ball well, and he can throw the ball really well. And the thing is, they can snap it to him every play. So they can attack the field with 11 guys every time. And so number two is an outstanding football player. Thank goodness he's a senior this year. But, you know, if we can slow him down and break up a couple passes here and there, maybe get lucky, tip one, you know, and get an interception or two. And don't give up a big play, and make them try to grind it out. You know, hopefully we can make some plays, and then, you know, offensively we've kind of got to control the tempo some. You know, don't let them get out there and take off and run away with it. We got to keep it close and hopefully be ahead going in that fourth quarter and finish the game, because, you know, he's good. He's really good, and, you know, it's been a chess match. Last two games we played each other, and we know each other pretty well at this point.
How big is this extra week of prep going to be for Bryce Riley going to be under center again this week?
I think for Bryce, it's real big. I think he's got an understanding. He already knows what's going on. He's done a good job. Today we added a few things, and he's like, okay, I got that. And he'll ask a few questions, but I think he's fine. I think our guys feel pretty confident in what we can do. And, you know, biggest thing is try to distribute the ball a little bit more. And hopefully we can get a couple big plays and back them up some. And then maybe in the fourth quarter we can grind it out and pound them a little bit. I think we can. We're just going to have to roll a lot of young kids. Everybody's going to have to play. You know, we're dressing 20 kids, and we got to roll everybody pretty much at some point in time. And they got to get in and give us some quality reps.
I can't think of anything that rhymes with 20. So I guess I'm just going to actually play football instead of relying on the hashtag for once. Now, last year, real quick, last year, Tift area was the first game that Jordan Triplett was carrying the rock by himself without Meatball Perez.
Yeah.
Had a great game, but this year it's not the element of surprise anymore. What's he have to do to make sure that he gets similar results this year?
Well, we put in a few things. We've moved Jordan around. He's not going to be sitting in one spot from the key on, so they've got to find out where he's at. And they'll probably be chasing him all over the place, and they've probably been told the same thing. Like, if you stop number four, you stop Frederica. So, you know, that's going to be the key. And then we got to move him around and get some other guys some opportunities to make some plays. And once we do that, I feel like we have a pretty good chance, because might be a little bit of elements of surprise there. They're not going to know exactly where he's at all the time.
Yeah. I like it when you start teasing the elements of surprise. That means that you're up to some trickeration.
Maybe. You never know.
Well, Frederick Academy, like we said, under the Oaks on Frederick Academy campus this Friday night, 7:30 kickoff. Come on out and enjoy some amazing GISA football. Compliments of your Frederick Knights. Thanks for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nats Landing on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night. Stay with Brandon for the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. My name is Jeff Taylor. We'll see you later.